This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The new television season is upon us. Pilots have been shot. Series have been sold. One of the hottest is a new comedy called Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's a cop show, but a little bit different than Law & Order or CSI. Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live and Andre Brower from a whole bunch of stuff are the stars. I went out to the lot the other day to talk to the two guys in charge of the thing. Michael Schur and Dan Gore are their names. And before we sat down, we had a look around. First, inside.
Let's actually do a quick tour. So we've got the snack break room right over there.
Yep,
do those vending machines work, by the way?
Probably not.
Yeah, there's
anytime
no brand
you
names,
see,
there's no nothing.
Yeah. Anytime you see a vending machine on TV, it looks like brand name candy. If you got up real close, it would be one letter different. Everything.
That is
it's called like
funny.
A Plickers bar.
Yeah.
I love
a
that.
Mrs. Glued bar.
And then outside.
Oh, no, look at this. This is too funny. All right, here we are outside. First of all, those pictures of the buildings across the way that are clearly pictures in real life, I bet on TV they look just like buildings.
That is another aspect of TV magic that you can't believe actually works, is you put a big, you hang a big sheet of paintings of pictures of buildings on it, and it looks super real on camera.
These real bricks?
No.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Nope. This real bricks are expensive.
All right, so there's the holding room over there. There's the snack room that we talked about. And I think what we're going to do is just sit down for a minute and just talk,
Great.
If that's right. I noticed on the way in that you guys each have your own parking space out front.
Yeah.
Which clearly in this town means something and is important. You guys are showrunners, right? Is that the word?
That is the word, although oddly it's an unofficial term.
What do you do, though? I know.
What we don't do is sleep or see our families.
Okay, why? This is going to sound like I'm making fun of you, but what's so hard?
I think especially on a single camera show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is what's called a single camera show, and that means that it's shot a little bit more like a movie than like a traditional sitcom.
Huh.
The single camera shows require a lot more editing.
David Mamet had the best quote about this. David Mamet said, writing a movie is like running a marathon as fast as you can, and writing a TV show is like running until you die.
This is not a cop show, right? It's a workplace comedy. Yes, no, maybe?
It's both. It's more a workplace comedy than a cop show, I would say. It's very hard to make up hilarious stories about murders and stuff. The majority of the show takes place in this very room, in this bullpen, where they're just hanging out and spending time together.
In the same way that The Office was a show about a paper company.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a show about a police station.
I want to get to the process of how you guys do things. One of the non-lead characters in the show is a guy who wants to ask out one of the female detectives. She's tough, man, and he's a little nervous about it, so he comes up with this idea about old movies, and he wants to take her to an old movie. So here we go.
There's a bunch of movie options. I'll probably just go with something classic, like Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane is terrible. Pick a good movie.
Good call. Smart. I'll do it. I'll pick a better movie than Citizen Kane.
That honestly was my favorite joke in the whole pilot, in the whole first episode that I saw. I just love that. When do you know that a joke is going to work and it makes the show as opposed to the zillions you must have that just get tossed?
I think you really only know when you see it edited and on the final presentation.
Wow.
And Andy Samberg himself is
incredibly
funny.
Saturday Night Live, and I mean, you know.
Yeah, SNL is really good training for that sort of thing because SNL is very Darwinian, and you go up in front of a live audience in a dress rehearsal at 8 p.m. on Saturday, and you usually bomb super hard.
Yeah.
So your choices at that point are fix the joke, cut the joke, or bomb again.
Bomb again, yeah.
I used to call it a meritocracy of laughs.
Yeah.
Which is why I have very, very few friends.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I'd have a beer with it. How come you went to broadcast television, network television, instead of cable, where you would have been able to swear and, you know, I don't know, sort of show somebody's butt or something? You know? I mean, not that that's what this show is about, but, you know, had you wanted to?
It's a good question. I think there's several reasons. You know, we still grew up in an era when that's all there was, really.
Yeah.
What excited me when I was a kid was to see the NBC Peacock or the 20th Century Fox logo. And the other reason I would say is that when I was looking for a job after leaving SNL, the only job offer I got was from a broadcast
show. How much pressure do you feel right now?
So much. No,
there's definitely pressure. There's pressure on everybody in Hollywood. but you feel pressure from things you can't control. And so you just have to block all of it out and write the scripts and edit the scripts and make funnier jokes. Because if you get too caught up in it, you won't be able to sleep at night. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't sleep at night.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at you, man. I can see that.
No, I can see that. Mike is a very wise man. That is all we do is we put our heads down and try to make the best show we can. I know that sounds like a cliche, but it's true.
I get it. Dan Gore, Mike Schur, executive producers of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Check your local listings, as they say. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.